Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get a hold of
it! Everybody up there!
Get into it!
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. You're listening to 980 AM. Also appreciate joining us today on iTunes via podcast or at the website grillnationshow.com. Really hope you're having a great week. The show's been really good lately, so I'm hoping today does not disappoint. We are in store for a fun one today with a gentleman who has been on the show many times before, but has had a lot of big news happening in his career and with his business. So we're going to bring him on in just one second. I want to thank our partners and supporters of the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. Title sponsors of the show are BOK Financial and Two West Companies. And Ryan Rink. Contributors of the show include the KCADC, that's the Kansas Area Development Council. Thank you to Tim Cowden and Port KC and John Stevens. Thank you to John for your support. All of our sponsors and supporters can be found at grillnationshow.com. Okay, so let's get right on with the show today. I'm excited to have back Andrew Bash, who is the owner of Bash & Co., Sotheby's International Realty. He was a contributor to the Grill Nation show for years, but, recently has, partnered up with Sotheby's International Realty. So we want to learn about that. I also want to talk to him about his background again and catch up with him. So welcome to the show, Andrew Bash. How are you, buddy?
Jason, thanks for having me, brother.
So talk to us about your background a little bit for those that maybe weren't listening to Grill Nation show 3 years ago when you used to come in as a contributor.
Has it been 3 years?
Since It has. It's been the show has improved a little bit, but it still has a lot to work to go.
It seems like it's improved quite a bit. Congrats to you for
Thank
all
you.
Your success.
Thank you, buddy.
So, to take off from where we were 3 years ago, a lot has happened.
Mm-hmm.
As at that time, I think we were just launching Bash, the real estate brand, which with our iconic pink signs and disruptive approach to selling residential real estate. And
you guys continue to grow. I hired you to find me a house, and that worked out well.
You found a great house and you've done great things to it.
Thank you.
You should have a party for all your listeners at once over there.
We need to do that. So you guys grew Bash & Co.
Yeah, so we grew Bash. And last year we had just over $100 million in volume, 189 transactions with I call them support people, but they're way more than that. Ashley and Julie running the background and making sure that everything happens smoothly, and then seven agents, including myself. And I'm proud of the fact that those agents, many of them were brand new agents, and two or three of them this year will sell over $5 million in real estate in their second year in the business. So part of my desire to open up my own real estate practice or office or brokerage, however you want to look at it, was to control the energy and the dynamic of my place of work.
Sure.
Because you spend more time at work than you do really at home sometimes. And I wasn't finding that in any of the other companies that I had been with previously. And it looks like it's paying off since I have newer agents that are doing amazing business, and I'm excited for them and I'm excited for us. So to bring you up to speed, we did that for 2.5+ years. We had been out on our own for 5, but we were still called the Bash Group. And about 2 years ago, Sotheby's International Realty approached me and asked if I would be interested in opening an office for them here in Kansas City. And I said, absolutely not.
Right.
And that process is took over 2 years. And about 75 days ago, we became Sotheby's International Realty, Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty for Kansas City.
And we'll get into that in segment two. I think that's a good background. You've been in this business for quite a while, but you said you were being a disruptive company in Kansas City real estate. What does that mean?
Well, so
explain that to us, because I think people, they just think, you know, every realtor is the same.
And I would say to them, they're right. Almost every realtor is the same, with the exception of Bash & Co., Sotheby's International Realty, and the agents that affiliate with that brand and the approach. Disruption, from my perspective, is doing things in a manner that is unexpected, that the competition can't quite comprehend, and results in success. And success would be measured by selling more houses, but more importantly, giving our clients an experience that honors the real meaning to me of what a home is, which I called it the geographical marker and housing mechanism for your memories and moments. Everything that happens in your life, you go back to the place you live to either talk about it or it happens there. Mm-hmm. It could be everything from bringing home your first baby, which every time I drive by my house, I took 2 of my 3 kids to that home. I think about that, to where you have a conversation with your kid about heartbreak when they break up with their first love, to everything and anything in between, cooking dinner with a boyfriend or girlfriend mm-hmm. for the first time.
A lot of memories. A lot of memories.
Just
full
think,
of memories, the house.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like for even your house when I was over there a few weeks ago. And checking out all the great stuff that you've done in the back with the TVs and like you telling me about your dad being over watching the game with you and it's not just a piece of real estate, right? Like
right.
The idea of your dad getting to come over there and see the success that his son has had.
That was fun.
It's special. And we wanted to honor that and not just make it transactional and not just give lip service to the idea of a client-centric experience, which is why we did things with design in mind. We called it designing extraordinary moments. So the signs were pink.
Yeah, your yard signs that you put in front of a house, or your ads.
Our advertisements had nothing to do necessarily with real estate, but our hope was that if you read or saw one of those ads, whether it be about meditation or an introduction to Alan Watts or Charles Bukowski poetry, you may look it up, or at the very least, you might be moved by it. And then when you drove by one of our pink signs, it was an instant reminder of you having a moment that was unlike what you normally see, which is a list of the homes they have for sale or real estate agents telling you how wonderful they are.
And once you told me that you're not going to be the realtor that had his picture on the sign, and you didn't do that. You didn't do that.
I'll never do it.
Andrew Bash is one of the best heads of hair I've ever seen in my life.
Well,
and he's one of the most well-dressed gentlemen in Kansas City.
Besides you. You're really nice. You're giving me too much credit.
So you guys really, really pushed the envelope. You even had an RV at one point, or an Airstream.
We have an Airstream. We still have the Airstream. My wife would like me to sell it because our new brand doesn't allow for billboards or car stickers or
pink signs.
No pink signs, Regal Blue. So we're trying to figure out what to do with the Airstream right now.
And we got about 30 seconds left. You guys are located where at? Is your office?
The 1900 building right on the corner of State Line and Shawnee Mission Parkway. Truly one of the absolute best buildings in Kansas City.
Andrew Bash is our guest today. He's the owner of Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty here in Kansas City. Andrew, I want to get into the reasoning why you were successful again. To give up all of the stuff that you'd built as an entrepreneur to build the new partnership with Sotheby International here after the break. You're listening to Grill Nation Show here on 980 AM. We'll be right back. Hope you're having a great day. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything.
Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. I'm Jason Grill. Thanks for listening again on 980 AM. Or if you're joining me via iTunes on podcast, please rate and review the Grill Nation Show on iTunes. We greatly appreciate it. Hope you're enjoying the show. We have Andrew Bash with us, who is the owner of Bash & Co., Sotheby's International Realty. Been on the show before, but we're reconnecting with him. It's been about 3 years, and he's had a lot of exciting things happening for himself in his career and with his business. Bash & Co. recently partnered with Sotheby's International Realty, one of the premier organizations, obviously, in the world, and it's pretty cool that he had that happen to him and to his business, and it happened here right in Kansas City. On our second segment, Andrew, I want to talk about, let's start right now, actually, with, you talked about, you building a transactional brand as a realtor and trying to be different.
Not transactional.
Not transactional.
Transformational.
Yeah, you're not building a transactional brand.
Right.
You're building a transformational brand. And you had done that throughout your career, but really more so in the last 3 years, 3 to 5 years with Bash. And everyone has seen your signs, your ads and whatnot. But talk me through kind of you mentioned when they reached out to you at first, you said, hell no, many ways. What changed in that few years, and what really was the rationale for linking up with Sotheby?
Well, so Sotheby's International Realty, now that I have had some time in the network and have experienced some events on a international scale, the global networking event that they, which is like their big sales conference, happened in Vancouver around May. Mm-hmm. In middle of May. And it is hard to imagine, after being in this business close to 20 years, that there would be an organization in the real estate area where there would be literally this kind of experience with there's 22,500 plus agents in the network. There's over 990 offices internationally in 72 or more countries. And when I said no for so long, this comes back to the transformational piece. You know, I had created this brand with the help of Julie that works with me and a host of other people. But we created it on our own, and it was special and it was unique and it wasn't like anyone else. And it was hard from an ego perspective to imagine giving that up.
Right. And from an entrepreneurial perspective.
Well, they're both the same, right? Yeah. Entrepreneurs have to have some level of ego to be successful and to be willing to go out and take risk.
Right.
And the idea of trading that in for a brand, which I perceived initially as, old school grandpa's real estate brand, right?
Which is what
we have a lot of already in Kansas City.
Yeah.
That's what I refer to it as, which probably isn't ideal, but
that was back before you were.
Before Pink Signs.
Yeah.
And now Blue Signs. So what happened is I said no for 2 years. And Nick, who has become a good friend of mine, Nick Stotler, who worked on me over and over. The vetting process that Sotheby's International Realty uses is that you have to have a certain price point average. You have to have a reputation that's pretty extraordinary. And you have to be able to understand what you're getting into, which is really a steward or an ambassador of a brand that really goes back to 1744,
sure,
which is when the auction house was founded.
And that's what most people would recognize Sotheby's
for. Right. And in 2005, Sotheby's International Realty had a licensing agreement for 100 plus years, and then they went out and created markets throughout the world. And from my perspective, I said no for so long because I really wanted to keep doing what I was doing as it relates to, we had good trajectory. People were responding positively. Our sales were doing well. And I came back from a vacation. I told Nick officially, no, we're not doing this. There was a couple other groups that they had been talking to in Kansas City. And we decided or they decided that they wanted to work with us. And I said no. And he said, great, now you're going to go to the global networking event. And if after you go to that, if you still want to say no, you can.
And this was in May of 2019.
This was in May of this year. And I said, fine, I'll go there because it'll be like any typical real estate conference.
But you kind of knew when you were going there that this was like a...
I was going there to check the box and then come back to him and say no again. Because real estate conferences, Jason, are the worst experience in the world as it relates to watching people who are like really, I mean, real estate agents in general have a level of self-importance, which is frightening, but you put them in a conference with other real estate agents that have a level of self-importance and you mix booze and education and it is nothing but a nightmare. So I thought, well, that's what
but
this will be.
But you were going to Vancouver. Nice place.
Well, it doesn't matter where
you're
it
in
is.
The hotel, yeah.
It's still the same energy usually. I walked into this event, and for 3 days, I met probably over 150 real estate agents, of which not one of them asked me what level of production I did. Every one of them asked, how could we help you? Every owner said, we really need a branch, an office in Kansas City so that we can refer business there, because the network itself did over $1.4 billion in sales globally inside the network from referral base. That
wow.
The Sotheby's International Realty agent only wants to refer business to a Sotheby's International Realty agent because they know the kind of experience that their client will get if they do so. And I was blown away. I went there thinking that this was some old, boring, you know, blue sign brand, and it was the most exciting technology, innovation-driven group of people I'd ever seen in the business, all wrapped in this heritage and history that there is no other brand in the world like the Sotheby's International Realty brand or the Sotheby's Auction House, and what it means from a tastemaker perspective or what it means from a luxury perspective. Mm-hmm. My other concern was, well, you know, what is Kansas City from a luxury perspective? We don't have lots of $20 or $30 million homes, which I thought it won't work
you
here.
You thought it was all luxury and all.
And
know,
so it is luxury.
You
but
think
this
of
is,
Sotheby's, you think of like Babe Ruth baseball, but, the auction house. You think of JFK's suit that he wore. In the,
absolutely,
you know,
right?
It's a whole nother level.
But what it is luxury is not a price point. Luxury is an experience. And we were already doing that with Bash, trying to give people an experience that was unlike anything they'd had before.
Right.
And now here was this brand that was doing it on a whole nother level and much more. There was no way for me to be able to offer agents, my clients or potential clients what they could offer them. And in addition to the energy and the idea of aspirational thinking as it relates to if you're in a $200,000 house today, at some point you're thinking about the day when you get to buy a $400,000 house, et cetera, et cetera.
And grow, yeah.
And if you're a real estate agent in Kansas City or anywhere in the world, if you're doing X amount of business and giving your clients a certain experience, we all want to give them a greater experience and have more success. Mm-hmm. I think that's innate in all of us that we're aspirational to do more or be better, right? Which falls very much in line with what we were trying to do with Bash. And it was mind-blowing. And
so you came back and then you were like, okay.
Before I left, I was like, okay, it was extraordinary. I met a good friend of mine now, Rob Allen, just opened up Sage, Sotheby's International Realty in Oklahoma City. They just opened one in Bentonville, Arkansas. They are going, they don't want to open a market in every market, but they want to open in markets where the brand will resonate with people and they can find like-minded partners to, be the ambassador for the brand. And I'm thrilled for Kansas City. I'm thrilled for us, and I'm thrilled for our clients and future clients, because the platforms, the technology, the marketing that they offer is beyond anything else that's available in Kansas City right now.
That's amazing. Andrew Bash is with us from Bash & Co., Sotheby International Realty. Okay, so that happened in May. You had a grand opening or a party to introduce it to your supporters in September.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty fairly fast process.
Yeah, so we summer basically. We launched the brand August 15th.
Okay.
The party, I think, was like
mid-September,
so yeah. A month later.
And I was invited, by the way, and I did attend.
Of course you were. And I'm glad you were there.
It was quite a nice little event.
It was a beautiful event, and I appreciate you being there to support us. You know, highlights of what's happened. Everyone said when I was so I've been to a number of Sotheby's International Realty offices throughout the country now.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that's super shocking to me to start with is the level of assistance that the other offices are willing to give you.
You mentioned that. They actually want to help you. It's a community.
It's not like they kind of want to help you. Like they want to give you the keys to like get yourself up and running on a level that is, it's almost mind blowing. It's like too good to be true, really.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how the network works. Everyone is in this together to make each office and each agent in the network better at what they do, with no strings attached other than it makes the entire network look good when everyone's working in its
expanded tools and assets that you guys now have. And in the next segment, Andrew, I really want to focus on kind of the meat and potatoes of how this new venture that you're in, it really helps, you know, your client base, your future clients and agents, and then get into kind of the growth and why this should matter to folks here locally. We're with Andrew Bash today. Andrew, what is your website that people can connect with you on?
BashcoSIR.com.
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 Great. Just great stuff here. We're going to be right back with Andrew Bash. You're listening to Grill Nation. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. Jason Grill here, 980 AM and on iTunes. You can connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill. I'm also on Instagram and on Facebook. Just search for Jason Grill. Joined today by Andrew Bash, who's the owner of Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty. They're also on Instagram at Bash COSIR. Good follow. You guys don't just tweet houses or put houses on your Instagram. You put all kinds of stuff. It's kind of fun. You're still keeping with that transformational kind of mantra. I'm looking at it right now. There's all kinds of great stuff. You can check it out. And your website is bashcosir.com. Andrew Bash is with us. Andrew, I want to talk about, kind of more of the meat potatoes. Now that we've talked about your background, we've talked about kind of the reason, the rationale, the why, what, where, when, how you connected with Sotheby International Realty. Now let's talk about kind of what this means to your operation, besides expanded tools and assets. What does this relationship mean to maybe your current clients and potential prospects out there that want to buy or sell a home?
There's a number of things, but I'll try to kind of keep it at a high level, because if I tried to list everything, we would do like a 6-hour show. So if you're interested in buying or selling a house and you want to hear more of the specifics, feel free to call us. However, in an overview, Sotheby's International Realty has leveraged their relationships with everyone from the Wall Street Journal to Decor Magazine to Dwell Magazine to the New York Times. They have partnerships and affiliations from an advertising and press perspective and website perspective that no one else can offer. So that means more eyes on your home when you're listing it. They really think of themselves as a brand, not a real estate brand necessarily, but as a luxury experience brand. Everyone in the corporate office has the same mindset as it relates to delivering an experience for our clients that is exceptional. And in addition, delivering an experience for agents, which is exceptional, in regards to the platforms they have from a marketing perspective, from a technology perspective. It's like drinking from a fire hydrant right now. And luckily, just 2 weeks ago, my new friends from Dielman Sotheby's International Realty in St. Louis, he called me after we had been over there for an event they were putting on. He called me and sent me an email on Wednesday and said, "We're coming in Sunday night and we're going to be there all day Monday and Tuesday to help you in any way we can."
Really?
So they came over here. This was the president, their chief operating officer, and their head of marketing came over just to show us everything and how to quickly get inundated with all that there is on offer.
Wow.
Now, that is like nothing I've ever experienced in my life. And everything, we had a town hall meeting with Kevin Thompson, the chief marketing officer, yesterday. They are constantly delivering new technology to make the experience for the real estate agent better so that they can go out and deliver the kind of experiences that the consumer deserves.
So this this affects not only your customers, but also your agents and future agents. Because
they're really intertwined, aren't they? Mm-hmm. If you're hiring and partnering with agents that understand this idea of transformational experiences for their clients, mm-hmm. then you need to give them the tools to be able to deliver that so that they can spend more time with people. I was on the phone with an agent last week and she said to me, gosh, it is so nice to do a deal with someone who doesn't text. If all the consumers out there knew on their $1 million or $200 or $300 property how often their agent was texting from the negotiation standpoint, I think that they would be absolutely blown away.
It happens
all the time. So here I was talking to an agent that knows and understands the right way to do real estate. And I think that is so important right now as the market continues to change. As consumers are looking for the cheapest way to do the transaction, mm-hmm. It becomes a race to the bottom. And what part of the attraction for Sotheby's International Realty for us was to be able to immediately be able to say to people, we are different and we are about the experience, as opposed to because when you have a Sotheby's International Realty sign in your yard, a lot of people have seen that same sign and they're always the same. They have quality control beyond anything you've ever imagined.
Yeah.
They're always this exact same color, the exact same layout of sign, whether you're in Aspen, Colorado, Naples, Florida, New York City, wherever you are, when you see a Sotheby's International Realty sign, they all look the same. Mm-hmm. That's done very purposefully because that sign says more to every person that looks at your house than any other real estate sign in the world.
Mm. Andrew Bash is speaking with us from Bash & Co., Sotheby's International Realty. Andrew, you mentioned $200,000 to $300,000 house, $1 million house. You are doing all kinds of different business, and this allows you really to grow on throughout Kansas City, correct? Throughout different counties, throughout the region.
So we're really well known between, you know, north of 435 and the Brookside Plaza, Mission Hills, Prairie Village Fairway, Old Leawood. We're not as well known as you go to different parts of the city. We will be in 6 months, if not sooner. We are, I am looking to take all of these platforms that we now have that are offered to us and give myself the ability to mentor more people, more agents, and help them find ways to do business in a better manner, mm-hmm. and increase their business, which it was hard to do that when I was trying to do everything without necessarily, you know, as you know, this entrepreneurship is a little bit lonely, right? There are times when yeah. you're just kind of on an island trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
And oftentimes you'll have a mentor or somebody that will help, but they may not have an exact idea of where you are. Now I have over, you know, 990 offices that are rooting for us and looking for ways. Tomorrow morning I'll be doing a live feed to the Sotheby's International Realty Los Angeles office, talking about Kansas City and our houses and what we're about. And Rick Edler yeah. reached out to us because he wanted to, you know, have his agent see what another office is like. It's amazing. And I mean, it literally makes me giddy.
This is very giddy for you. I'm seeing you like on a whole nother light because you were giddy about the transformational brand you were building. And when I saw this just from a friend's perspective and a person who hired your company, you know, I was kind of like, okay, what does this mean? Andrew built this great company and now he's working with Sotheby's. Is this, you know, I thought initially all luxury, but now that you've explained it to me, you know, you're really going to be helping out people in all different price levels.
There is no price point that we won't work with.
Yeah.
And I want people to understand that. What I will promise you is whatever the price point your home is or the home that you're looking for, the level of experience, knowledge, and attention to detail that you'll receive from Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty, it's unrivaled. Mm-hmm. There's no one else that can do it the way that we're going to be
doing. So you're also going to be, you mentioned B2B, which is, you know, working with, you know, growing your business. You're going to have more assets to do that. You have how many agents now that you work with?
So we have a total of 7 in our office right now. I'm not interested in hiring 100 agents. Mm-hmm. I'm interested if it's 2 agents in 2019 or it's 20 agents in 2019. The number isn't what's important to us. The number means nothing if it is, if it's not agents who understand the culture and understand the importance of what we do for people. Mm-hmm. That is more important to me than anything else.
That's awesome. And you mentioned the transition has been pretty much seamless. You know, and really this relationship allows people to be elevated both from an agent perspective and a client perspective. Okay, so we'll get into more things in our next segment. We have a few minutes left. At the end of the day, tell me why this should matter to people into Kansas City that the Sotheby's International Realty is here. If you live in Kansas City, why is this important to you?
Well, quickly, you know, Tim Cowden and KCADC and what they've done for Kansas City, along with the whole region, mm-hmm. as far as making sure Kansas City is not flyover country, I think this plays into that.
Okay.
The fact that Sotheby's International Realty wanted to be here for the last 5 years but couldn't find the perfect partner, it speaks to the growth, the progressiveness of our city. The fact that we are now, you know, a place that people move here from all over the world, and Sotheby's International Realty recognized that and wanted to be a part of it.
That's
so
awesome.
So what it says to Kansas City is just more of what has been said for the last 5 to 7 years, that we're a special place and we're no longer the best kept secret, which causes me to want to ask you a question.
Okay.
You know, you do you do so much in the city also, and I know that Tim's on the show a lot. What are your thoughts on where Kansas City is and where they're going?
I'm pretty excited about it. I hope that we continue to progress and continue to challenge ourselves to be better. You know, with economic development, with raising the, you know, quality jobs, with raising people's wages, medium income going up. I mean, you name it, GDP, all of those things. I think we're moving forward. I hope that that continues, but no doubt it does make me excited when a company like Sotheby's, in your case, wants to work and do business here with an established brand, because it shows you that, you know what, like, people are interested. And you mentioned the ads and people helping you from other cities with people maybe that are coming to Kansas City and finding them a home. I think that's pretty cool.
Well, you know, it's funny. It makes me remember the day we launched. Sotheby's in Paris, France, did a post on congratulating, welcoming Kansas City to the network. I mean, I don't know that there's any other real estate companies that had anybody posting from Paris, France, welcome to the network, welcome to the family. And I think that is, it's pretty amazing and really cool.
Well spoken there, Andrew Bash from Sotheby International Realty, Bash & Co. We'll be right back after the break with more Grill Nation. Thank you for joining us. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show, 980 AM and on iTunes via podcast or at the website grillnationshow.com, where you can find all of our supporters and sponsors, a photo of our guests, and also all of our old shows. I'm Jason Grill. I'm your host. I'm on Twitter at Jason Grill and on Instagram at Jason Grill. So I am on LinkedIn and Facebook and the like. Andrew Bash is joining us today from Bash & Co., Sotheby's International Realty. Friend of the show, and we've been talking all about the new venture with Sotheby's International Realty. But Andrew, on this final segment today, and by the way, Bash, the website is bashcosir.com. They're also on social media. Just search for Bash, C-O-S-I-R. Instagram is a great follow. I follow them, and I'd highly recommend it. But we've kind of gone through all of your the background, the story, the history, and how it kind of went down and where you are now. Really kind of want to talk to you first off on this segment about any kind of advice that you have for those, maybe some high-level advice for those looking to buy or sell a home in the Kansas City area. Any takeaways before we get to Awake Your State that you want to share and with our listeners?
Well, I would share that the market, the fall market, has been a little soft. There's still things selling, but the showings are down. And I think we're coming into an election year, which is always interesting for real estate. People sort of take a deep breath and decide what I might wait till after November to consider making any moves.
But I am seeing a lot of, at least, you know, a lot of action. I've seen a lot of your signs up, the blue signs.
Yeah.
I now have people texting me, oh, I saw one of Andrew Bash's, Sotheby International Realty navy blue signs or blue signs.
Yeah.
So they are out there. They're not
as visible as the pink signs, but they mean a lot more on an international level. So we had to trade up.
But,
You know, my advice right now would be, to make sure we are in that shifting kind of market where your sister's best friend's barber that sells real estate part-time is no longer the person that you need to be talking to.
Hmm.
We've moved from a market where anybody could put anything on the market and it would sell right away to a market where there needs to be a strategy, purposefulness, and systems in place to help you get to the finish line, and knowledge and experience. You know, I'll celebrate being in this business about 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, I've seen a couple different cycles. This does feel very much like it could be a little bit more frustrating for the next couple years, perhaps. But everything will sell at the right price with the right marketing and the right agent. And I would tell you that, you know, if you have a house under $300,000 right now, you still might be getting multiple offers. If you have a house over $1 million, you may be getting a less showings. If you have homes that have a little quirk to it or aren't exactly right down the middle with the grays and whites and all the I hate saying it, but I'll call them younger people because I've gotten old enough.
Millennials.
Now
that's what we call them.
Like, I mean, I'm old.
A lot of people like the all white paint. They like that. They like
and
the grays.
It's great. But if you don't have that, you're going to have a harder time selling. We're having a lot of our homes staged professionally. The way that you present your home is more important right now than it ever has been. And who you decide to go in business with to sell your home is more important than it ever has been.
Hmm. Do you have any little tidbits of advice for agents out there that are looking to grow in their capacities and learn? You mentioned you did some mentorship. You're going to be doing more of that. What is your best advice for those who are real estate agents?
Best advice is to remember that the same thing that helps you do your business more efficiently is the same thing that's trying to kill your business. And I'm talking about technology. The information of what's available for sale, what's sold, we are no longer the keepers of the information. The consumers have it, which makes us less relevant to some. And if you're not providing your clients an experience that is second to none, they will not use you the second time around. You know, our business is basically has always been around 89% repeat and referral. We never did a ton of advertising. I certainly did plenty of networking and phone calls to help find more business. But the reality is the repeat business is going to start going away. The millennials are much more comfortable with the idea of buying a house with the hit of a button. And I'll remind everybody, when Uber came out, everyone said no one will ever get in a car with a stranger and have to take them somewhere. And boy, that turned out wrong, didn't it?
It definitely did. Now it's all you do.
So you have to find ways to differentiate yourselves from the bottom of the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I think real estate is a race to the bottom of the barrel. People are discounting their fees. There's all kinds of ways to cheapen what it is we do. And if you are not affiliated with a brand that understands that the experience of selling or buying a home is way more
than a transaction, right?
Than a transaction, yeah.
Andrew, you've been really active with other things in your career besides work. One of them is the Awake Your State. You built that whole deal. Tell us about that. I know it's important to you.
I think that was the last time I was on the show. I was talking about the whole bullying thing.
It was probably one of our top rated shows. It might not have been anymore, but I think it was back then.
But get everybody to go listen to it again, so I get back.
I have told people about it. I'm going to share it with
them. I might listen to it again on my way out of here.
It would be awesome.
You know, Awake Your State is basically, instead of doing these anti-bullying talks, which I think people get tired of hearing, I came up with this concept of Awake Your State, which is five parts to it. Gossip-free, judgment-free, criticism-free, complaint-free, and then clutter-free, which is the meditation piece of it. And I go to schools, companies, anybody that will listen to me, and I talk about my experience, what it was like growing up as a pretty unhappy kid that was went out of his way to send negative energy to other kids. I was a full-blown, like, straight out of ABC After School Special or Biff from Back to the Future bully to who I am today. And I like to think of myself that, as someone who constantly is working on trying to improve the approach and the way that I represent myself and the energy that I provide for those around me. And at the end of the day, everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
So every thought that you have, every action that you take, every word that you speak is energy. And we think because we say something behind someone's back that it's not energy that will reach them. I don't believe that. I think that every way that we operate has an impact on each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. So that's what Awake Your State is.
And I would advise folks, and I will, maybe I'll post something about it at some point that we'll have the show.
I don't know that Awake Your State had been created yet.
It was starting.
We did a show following that.
This was kind of the green show about how you were a Biff of a Back to the Future bully and how you made amends with all these people you had bullied in high school or college and how it changed your life for the better and how you wanted to be more active in telling people your story, which I thought was really cool. And we literally had thousands of downloads of that show.
The thing that's amazing is being able to get to go to schools and talk to every kids from kindergarten all the way to seniors in high school and talk about what it was like to be the guy. Because most people never hear from the bully.
No.
They might hear from the victim or the target is a better word, but they don't hear about what's going on internally with somebody who treats others that way. And as you and I both know, if you're someone that's negative and treats people poorly, generally speaking, you've got something going on internally that's causing you to act that way, which is definitely the case with my own experience.
So Awake Your State, how do people hear about that? How do we find out more about that?
There's a website that we're still working on, awakeyourstate.com. There's also an Instagram page, but you could reach out directly to me at andrew@bashcosir.com.
Okay.
For more information.
Andrew Bash is going to continue to grow here in Kansas City. Bash & Co. Sotheby International Realty. The website is bashcosir.com. I highly recommend him and his company. They helped me out with getting my house when I had not owned a house until I was 38 or 39.
We only talked to you about buying a house for about 4 years, so no commitment phobia with Jason Grill at all. Andrew, are you happy you did it?
I am, yes. Andrew, okay. Are you I'm really happy to have you on the show again. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much, Jason.
Check out bashcosir.com. You've been listening to the Grill Nation Show. We'll see you again next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.